These are the times now, people, okay? These are the times we will all remember. Were you there? What did you do? I think you know that I am there for you. And I do care so very, very, very much. So what do you say? We need to clean this place up? Dweller H.
Tom Cruise, perhaps the best-known face of Scientology worldwide, speaking having just received the organization's Medal of Valor, and giving thanks to the founder of the Church of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard. Scientologists lay claim to being a part of the world's fastest-growing religion, though questions have been raised about its legitimacy as a religious group. But with this growth has come the development of an equally substantial force.
Hello, leaders of Scientology. We are Anonymous. Over the years, we have been watching you, your campaigns of misinformation, your suppression of dissent, your litigious nature. All of these things have caught our eye. The extent of your malign influence over those who have come to trust you as leaders has been made clear to us. Anonymous has therefore decided that your organization should be destroyed. Destroyed.
Interrelation. A term coined by L. Ron Hubbard. Used in the context of Scientology, it means turbulent or agitated and disturbed.
The truth about Scientology is very simple. A learned man started a philosophy. He founded a philosophy. That was L. Ron Hubbard. He told people about it, and he tried to tell people a lot about it, and to give them books about it, and it worked, you know. People did actually find out about it. They applied it, they found it worked, it improved conditions in their lives. The philosophy grew into a movement which itself grew, and it continues to grow. And that's it. It helps people. It helped me, it's helped my family, and it's helped millions of people around the world. And if you take that, I don't see what there is to oppose, really.
Internet activists have become active against Scientology because of different ways they've attacked free speech online. They tried to remove a discussion forum about Scientology where ex-members are speaking out. They've pressured Amazon to stop listing an anti-Scientology book. They've pressured Google to stop listing anti-Scientology websites and so on.
The group Anonymous has been around for a while now, and the Church of Scientology is not the first group that they've taken it upon themselves to act against. With its membership made up entirely of online contributors, and as its name suggests, Anonymous is very difficult to track down as a specific group of people, and so gauge its size. They describe themselves as all of us, yet none of us. In February of this year, Anonymous launched their anti-Scientology campaign, Project Chanology, which for the first time brought their actions away from the web and into the real world. The battle is now being fought on multiple fronts, and one of those fronts is right here, in York. I met Target Blank on one of the many anti-Scientology forums on the web. She's a member of Anonymous and a student based here in York. She wouldn't let me use her real name and also asked that her voice be distorted for the sake of her own safety. I asked her about the Scientology presence here.
In New York, they're based in Mattman House, which is by the crossroads, just down the hill from the university. I haven't actually ever seen anyone inside there. They're mostly just keeping a presence in the city, even though they're only Chinese. We know they're there, even though they took down all the signs, except the red one that says Dianetics in the middle of the three windows. We still know they're there, and we want them to know that we still know they're there.
Target Blank said that she thought the activity at the Scientology building on Hull Road was actually quite dormant, having never seen anyone there herself. However, I got to speak to the Church of Scientology's public representative for the north of England, Sam Butler, who seemed to think that there was more going on there than at first appears.
The purpose of the mission is to introduce people to Scientology, and people can go there and they can find a book and they can read it, or they can buy a book, take it home and read it, or they can come, they can just find out more information, ask questions and get them answered. They can also go there and do courses to learn about the philosophy of Scientology. And that's what that mission is there to do. And it's there It's open several days during the week, and you know, you can call up and make an appointment to see someone anytime. It's very open, very flexible. So that's what it's here for, and it is quite definitely here.
It's easy enough to see why Target Blank and Sam Butler might have different perceptions of the Hull Road Scientology mission. After all, Target's experiences with the mission have taken place mostly within the context of the protests that Anonymous members have been staging outside the mission every month since February. But to be fair, you could almost forgive Scientologists for wanting to make themselves scarce on these occasions. However, Target had led me to believe that they weren't in fact keeping well away from the protest, but that they had in fact been targeting protesters with wide-angle lenses. Well, never want to take anything at face value, I decided to find out when the next protest was planned for, so I could see for myself.
Right, it's Saturday the 10th of May, the day of the protest on Hull Road outside the Dianetics Centre. I'm just on my way there now. I'll be honest, I'm not really sure what to expect from this. I'm not sure how many people are going to be there. Target Blank told me yesterday that at the last protest they only had about 4 people, but the one before that they had 40. So I'm not really sure. Plus, today it's a particularly sunny day, so I don't know if that's how they're going to make people come and spend some time at the side of the road, or maybe it's going to stop them coming out. Because one of the things is they've got to wear masks. But to be fair, if people don't turn up for that reason, you've got to wonder how devoted to the cause they really are. But as for L. Ron Hubbard's folk, what sort of a presence we're going to get from them, I'm also not really sure. I've seen videos of a protest a couple of months back, and they seem to show someone taking photos of the protesters from a van. I'd be interested to see if we get anything like that today. I've just got to hope that I can keep an objective mind on this one when they're all panicking about someone spying on them. I'm just reaching the Shell garage by where the protest is. I can see there's a fair few people there, and it would appear that they're being spoken to by the police.
I'm a police officer, yes, PC Wright. We're here to ensure that these people who are entitled to protest here do so lawfully, ensure their safety and the safety of the general public.
Are you expecting any trouble?
No, I'm not. So I know they've been here before and it's all been very peaceful, so we're just keeping a cursory eye on things.
Before, have you ever had any experience with the people that they're protesting against?
No contact with them at all.
The turnout was either healthy or dangerously large, depending on what side you stand. Each of Anonymous's protests over the last few months have had a specific Scientology-related cause to fight against. On this occasion, they were protesting about the Church of Scientology's apparent maltreatment of former members and opposing parties.
It's a partially formerly known as fair game, but they don't use that term anymore because the term got out. They will pursue people through the courts, making spurious claims, time-wasting claims, anything, because anyone who isn't in Church of Scientology is fair game.
Scary. Target had some very strong opinions on fair game policy. Scientologist Sam Butler, however, refuted any claims.
You say fair game policy. There isn't actually a policy. Originally, the word was used as a term, like an informal slang, and L. Ron Hubbard cancelled the use of that word because it had such a bad connotation, and it wasn't representative of anything that's actually done in or by the church. There was an actual policy letter written. It's a policy written that says, you know, cancellation of fair game. You don't say this word because it creates a bad air, and it's true. It's not a good term to use.
Right, so two fairly differing views there. One of them has clearly been misled somewhere down the line. Unless, of course, they're just lying. Back at the protest, most of the campaigners, as videos I'd seen had led me to expect, were in their V for Vendetta masks, which they wear because, as Target Blank told me, they're scared of being recognised and possibly targeted by Scientologists. I say most were wearing these masks because there was one person amongst the bunch who had his face on full show. Nick told me he thought it was important to be open about his objections.
I'm not scared of them, and I want them to know that. I'm not going to be intimidated into silence by them. What they're doing is blatantly illegal. I'm not going to let them silence me for pointing that out. The aim of the protest is to inform the general public about Scientology and let them know that it's not just some wacky religion. People seem to know of Scientology, just know that it's a wacky, strange religion, but they don't know about the murders and the fraud and abuse that goes on inside it. And so we're here to show that it's not just wacky, that it is dangerous, it does kill people, and it needs to be brought down.
The protest was all very peaceful. There were no rowdy chants or anything, just some folks holding banners and standing in the sun while someone played some rather irrelevant music, but just out of a hi-fi. Nothing much really happened whilst I was there. That was until something apparently quite exciting happened.
Well, there was a guy stood across from us taking photos of us with a very long lens who seemed to get in his car and drive off very quickly. It's quite suspicious.
Yeah, it sounds it. So, well, who do you think that might be?
I reckon it would be a Scientologist or a private investigator hired by them. It's standard procedure for them to take photos of the protests. They always try and do that, and we don't seem to get anyone claiming they're a Scientologist taking photos of us, so I suspect that the people with long lenses aren't really the sort of people who carry long lenses around for normal photos.
By this time, I felt I'd seen as much as I needed to. It had all been rather uneventful, to be honest. Plus, it really was hot. So I went straight home to reflect a bit.
Right, well, due to my rubbish staying power, the hot weather out there, and me and my black URY t-shirt, I've not been able to stand the heat, so I've just come home to get myself a nice cold drink, a glass of water. I feel for those guys with the masks on. But anyway, I was impressed by the amount of people that were actually there, and surprised that some of them, from the way they were speaking, were still willing to be quite open about who they are. But at the same time, I'm still sceptical, because they all know of cases of fair gaming, because after all, that's what this particular protest was all about. But none of them have actually any personal experience. A lot of them have never met a Scientologist, and certainly none of them knew of anyone who had been fair game. They didn't know anyone directly. So I'm still a bit sceptical.
Martin Poulter was campaigning against Scientology long before Anonymous came into the frame. And if there are a hierarchy of anti-Hubbard campaigners, he'd probably be pretty high up the ladder. So if anyone's going to have had actual experience of fair game, it's him.
I've certainly met people who have been completely ruined. Ex-members who have had lawsuits against them, had smear campaigns around their neighbourhood. When you're in Scientology, you have to confess anything that you're ashamed of, your sort of sexual history, any involvement with drugs or crime, anything you might be ashamed of, because it's offered as a kind of therapy, so you've got to tell them all these secrets so they can help you. But if you leave and speak out, this material, being seen to be embellished, gets distributed to people's neighbours or their landlord or their work colleagues, and there have been these horrible smear campaigns against people. They've been punished for it in the courts, but it's the policy of the organisation. It's scripture written by L. Ron Hubbard to attack people in this way, so they keep doing it.
Well, Sam, what have you got to say to that?
The Church of Scientology runs on policies that align with the philosophy of Scientology, which were written by L. Ron Hubbard, and they stay true to his writings because what he did was successful. There is nothing in that policy that says that anybody should receive any kind of harassment or any kind of negative action. That there's never anything negative that emanates from Scientology.
That never anything negative emanates from Scientology is incredibly hard to believe. But neither the Scientologists I've met nor Anonymous seem to allow any scope for the shortcomings of their groups. They each have this fanatical idea that there is a party of good in all of this and a party of bad, and that they are on the side of the good. But if there is something to say specifically about either side, it is that of the Church of Scientology, I didn't find what I expected. Media portrayal of Scientology, I think, has led most of us to presuppose that it is this sinister cult who believe in all-powerful aliens and set out to destroy the lives of their objectors. But all the people I've met, who devote a large amount of their time to opposing Scientology, by failing to give me any solid examples of, for example, fair gaming, also failed to convince me of the significance of their cause. It's also worth pointing out that I didn't have the trouble tracking down Scientologists that I've been told I would have. There was one occasion where a member of the church withdrew from an interview because he feared he might say the wrong thing. But is that something you'd expect from a group with something to hide? Or just a group who've been criticised so much in the media already, and who it seems to be the order of the day to mock, and are trying to not set themselves up for further distortion of their views? That all said, and given everything I've heard, would I join either camp? No. Do I think you should? No. But I don't expect that you ever will. Because here in York, you can go about your life without ever needing to decide, and without ever having to decide.